Can you talk generally about the victory and about your last catch?
It was a great victory. A lot of guys stepped up. Kirk stepped up great, you know, running the ball well, did a lot of great things. You know, defense played well in the second half and in the first half, and, you know, gave us a chance, and we came through when we really needed it.
That last play there when you're sitting in the end zone, seemed like you're waiting a little bit for that ball to come down to you.
You know, they were playing, you know, Ravens played good defense. They had the, you know, original route covered, and just from looking at the defense, I just kind of slow played it and kind of went to the open area, and Kirk saw me, got lucky, and he threw the ball, and, you know, it was just a great play that, you know, ended well.
The team is 6-1 now that you've been back full time. Can you explain what difference you have personally made with this ball club?
I don't think I made anything, you know, any spectacular difference. I just try to go out there and play hard, you know, just giving everything I got. And I think the guys see that and they're happy. And, you know, when a guy goes extremely hard, you know, it kind of motivates you to go hard. So I just try to play my game and continue to fight hard.
Have you and Kirk had enough time together in any form for the touchdown play to have any sync between you two, or did it just happen?
It just happened. You know, we practiced the play a lot, but Kirk really never ended up practicing that particular play. But Kirk, you know, he's always on his job. He's always studying. He's always preparing well, as if he, you know, coming at any time, and he knew that, and, you know, it just played out well for us today.
I think a lot of guys, when they have two rookie quarterbacks, there would be maybe a little bit of being a little leery that you have some inexperience there. Talk about your confidence in whether RG3 goes down to have Kirk there.
Oh, Kirk is a great quarterback. He's preparing very well. You know, we have a lot of confidence in him. He has a strong arm. He throws it well. He knows the playbook very well, and he studies the defense as well with those with the coaches and the quarterbacks. And, you know, he has a live arm. It's no real – no real drop off from RG3 and Kirk. Kirk just can't run as fast as him, but he reads defenses, sits in the pocket, and throws it.